You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Foreign Minister Winston Peters announced that New Zealand would reinstate its annual payment of $1 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees. This comes after the government stopped funding to the agency in January over accusations by Israel that the agency's staff were involved in Hamas's attacks, of which reports later found Israel failed to provide evidence for. The UNRWA is the United Nations' largest agency operating in Gaza and is the main humanitarian provider for Palestinians under Israeli bombardment. I spoke to National Chair of Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, John Minto, about the New Zealand government's response to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza with regards to this reinstated funding. I started our interview asking him about the role of the UNRWA.
Well, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency was set up in 1949, I think, just after there was the massive expulsion of Palestinians from their land by Israeli terror gangs in 1947, 1948. And it was set up specifically to look after Palestinian refugees. Palestinian refugees, they're the largest group of refugees in the world, and Israel has, you know, for 76 years has refused to allow them to return to their homes and land, which they are entitled to under international law. So the UNRWA was set up to support them, not just with food aid when it was needed, but also with health and education and sort of the typical infrastructure things which most communities take for granted.
And so last week, Winston Peters confirmed New Zealand will be making its annual payment of $1 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. However, this reinstated funding is unchanged from previous years. Do you think this is adequate?
No, it's absolutely inadequate. The whole world knows there's a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. And the group which is the most able to deal with that crisis is UNRWA. And so the government should be ramping up funding rapidly and getting it away as quickly as possible. Instead, the government's just moving at a snail's pace, keeping the same funding as last year, and that's outrageous. The government says they're giving funding to other organisations which will help to make up that difference. But in fact, the other organisations don't have the scope, the range, the personnel, or the infrastructure, or the ability to deliver aid across Gaza, to all parts of Gaza, in the way that UNRWA can do it. So UNRWA is by far the most important aid organisation within Gaza. It operates independently. It's in through its support of civil society groups within Gaza. So what I'm saying is that it's the United Nations agency, it's not political. This is the organisation the government should be ramping up support for, rather than giving money to organisations, some of whom don't have any footprint on the ground at all.
You've spoken a little bit about the other outlets and aid groups that the government is engaging with to provide aid. What kind of aid are they providing that differs from the UNRWA?
Well, that's a good question. I can't answer that. The problem that the other aid groups have is that they don't have the infrastructure to have this aid delivered efficiently. I think the UNRWA employs, 10,000 people within Gaza, and these are Palestinians who are employed by UNRWA, and so they have people who are on the ground, who know the situation, know the families, who know the needs, and have been working incredibly efficiently for many decades. So these are people with the experience, with the know-how, with the contacts, with the whole infrastructure around them. And you can't bring other groups in without that background and expect them to be able to do the same job. So essentially what the government's doing is it's putting a lot of extra money into other groups as a sop to Israel, because Israel hates the UNRWA, because the UNRWA is a reminder to everybody that Gaza is jam-packed with refugees who were pushed off their land in 1948 and who want to return to their land, and Israel doesn't want them to return. And Israel is simply trying to demonise and undermine UNRWA.
Could you talk a little bit more about why you think the New Zealand government hasn't recognised the role that the UNRWA has.
Well, I think it's simply responding to lobbying from the pro-Israel lobby. And the pro-Israel lobby here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and in fact around the world, has been working feverishly in recent years to try and force Western governments to stop funding the UNRWA. Because the UN, as I said before, the UNRWA is a reminder to everybody that Palestinian refugees are refugees and have a right to return to their land and their home. And that's always been the case. And the pro-Israel lobby want to undermine that, because the pro-Israel lobby in New Zealand and around the world and Israel itself, they want the Palestinian land without Palestinians on it. So they do not want Palestinians to have the ability to return to their land and their homes in Palestine, much of which has been taken over by Israel, and Israel claims as its own state.
And what is the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa advocating the New Zealand government does to better respond to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza?
Well, I think New Zealand's been very, very slow, even among Western countries, to reinstate its funding for the UNRWA. The Prime Minister said back in January that we were suspending our funding for the UNRWA. The government has now said we're going to continue with the funding, which is a good step. We appreciate that step, but it is by no means meeting the needs of Palestinians in Gaza, who have suffered the most horrendous 8 months of wholesale slaughter, an industrial scale slaughter of human beings. I just read yesterday where in Gaza, in the last 8 months, there have been more bombs dropped than the total number of bombs dropped during the entire Second World War on London, Hamburg, Dresden, and several other cities. So this is the most massive bombardment we've ever seen in modern times onto a densely populated area. And so the killing, the slaughter has been at astronomical levels. This is an appalling stain on all of humanity, and it's a stain on the New Zealand government in particular, because we have not condemned anything which Israel's done.
That was the National Chair of Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, John Minto, speaking to me about the New Zealand government's reinstating of funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.